This is the Sports Day with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
Came in here not really knowing what we were going to talk about. Now find out we got beef here. Not beef the producer, but beef. Oh man, we need confirmation. I tried to call Hicken.
I'm trying to listen to today's show as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I tried to call Hicken or just a little while ago. He didn't answer. So if anybody heard this, I need more confirmation that they're trying to start some beef with us at the nighttime. In the morning time.
And if they were just pointing out that it was dirty this morning, let's remind everyone, the Sports Den is Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Well,
not Tuesdays.
I mean, I'm going to put it this way.
Sports Den wasn't here last night.
I'm going to put it this way. For two guys who have been here since the beginning, I would expect that they know the schedule.
Right.
Well, they're asleep.
Well, then again,
I don't
to their
care.
Defense, you know, sometimes you forget. And the commercials that they run, literally all of them, that include the rundown of the shows, mm-hmm. literally skip us. So,
but they were going to blame us.
Point.
They blamed us.
True. Toe. If you knew enough to blame us, then you know enough about what
toenail show. Clippings on the. What?
See, I'll say this.
What kind of animals do you think we are?
Maybe sometimes the Sports Den isn't the cleanest show, but fair. Never have I seen. I don't even see open-toe shoes here.
Man, we're
so you're definitely not going to see. And you guys don't even really bite your nails.
No, I was going to say, like, if there's anybody on this whole station that's not going to wear open-toe shoes, it's the two shoe freaks of the station.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, we really like shoes. Now, today, but I like my slippers, too.
Oh, you're not helping. You got slippers on?
I don't take my slippers off, my Debos. But I normally have some Air Force, some J's, some that's about to say Air Force ones, some Air Jordan 1s, Yeezys, Pharrells, or some other probably too expensive shoe that I shouldn't be wearing.
Wow. Oh, okay, so 548 hit us up. Said the fingernail deal was from a few episodes back, maybe even last week.
Oh. Okay.
So it's fingernails now.
Oh, so you're saying it could be you.
607 said, listened all day, and they did say night crew left toenail clippings. Jeff said it.
Today.
Yeah, 607. Was that today that he said this? We got to get to the bottom of this. And it would help us if you could tell us approximately what time. That would be fantastic as well. We'll continue to get information on that throughout the night.
What's the most amazing thing
I'll
about
start
that?
Walking behind you guys every night and make sure that it's clean in there.
No. I'm thinking about cutting now all I my really toenails tonight it. And leaving
yeah,
them.
Like, what's the most amazing thing
build
about
like a little
that,
teepee with yeah, them right here for him.
Is that they start, we're the last show, right? Mm-hmm. They're the first show.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I can't think of the song that E.T. did. There's
hold on, 607 said it was today. Go ahead.
Okay.
So it's Jaguars today, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There is the Lunch Bunch.
Also known as?
XL Primetime.
Right.
The Frangie Show.
Right.
So that's 1, 2, 3. Now, on alternative days, let's say a Tuesday per se, where we're not on, you add Helmets and Heels to that.
Mm-hmm.
On a Wednesday, it's Poker Room Live.
Yeah.
There is a variety of other people that could have possibly done something.
Well, if he said it today.
Now, if it was today, we weren't even here.
No.
We take pride in our day off.
This is hurtful. You say a lot of things about me. Talk about I'm leaving a mess and don't have good hygiene. Every single day I walk in here, I walk through here, and y'all got your feet up on the table.
Who has the worst hygiene here?
Jeff and Dan?
Yeah. Now.
Now?
I
don't
know.
Say.
That's the only thing I got.
We're blaming everything on them. And if they're going to blame it on us, it's the way this goes. We have strength coach news. Is that right?
I don't know if it's news.
Or sound?
But I discovered him today.
I love this guy. I've met with Coach Slagle on three different occasions. Dude is amazing. Amazing. Like,
so he had a new acronym for us today.
Okay.
That's sort of the news.
Okay.
RGSF, give a shit factor for our dudes, is like, I mean, I don't know. You can't comprehend it because, I mean, you got to feel it, right? You got to feel me and everybody in the sports performance team as to how we care about these guys. But you put that together, and guess what? They'll come in and they'll spill it, and that's how they're seeing the gains. And then you got that friction in the weight room, too, where they want to serve each other and they want to push each other, and they start competing in the speed work that I was talking about before with Gary. They start competing against themselves, and they start competing against how fast they move weight. That is fun. That's, when you get done playing as a former player, when you get done, the one thing that you miss is training with your boys. So you got to create the environment to where I like to come in and work out with my dudes and our staff to increase my value so we can go win games. Like, that's what it's about. RGSF, give a shit factor for our...
What is that?
RGSF, give a shit factor for our...
I'm into it.
Oh. So GSF means so give a factor.
Okay. Yeah, it took you four times to realize it
that. Did. I was counting the A because most people count the A in those things. So I thought it was GAF is what.
Or GSF, like, give a.
Yeah, okay, because he skipped a letter. That's what confused me.
And then
you.
I was
got
like,
it.
Okay. Then I'm like, all right. Well, he's saying where's the S? I'm like, where's the S coming?
Right.
I'm like, okay, let me really listen. Okay, his.
He's a strength coach, he's, not a writer.
Yeah, definitely. He's not a poet. He's definitely college Midwest strength coach.
Well, if you go and you Google Anthony Slagle, the first thing you'll find is him
hitting the kid,
absolutely destroying the dude that ran on the field.
Rightfully so.
Absolutely destroying.
The strength coach is the get back coach.
The second thing you'll find.
Well, you should give context to the listeners. It was a streaker on the field.
Right.
It wasn't just a
random
civilian.
The second thing you'll find is he likes to go wild boar hunting.
That's what he goes with, the knife?
Yes, he doesn't use a gun or a bow and arrow. He chases it down and kills it with a knife.
He uses dogs, though.
Mm.
He's not out there on
his lonely.
He
said he just likes chasing something down.
Like sniffing them at himself.
He's
following
got,
their
he,
trail.
I'll give him the knife. That's still impressive with the knife.
What do you mean he uses dogs?
The dogs smell it. The dogs chase the boar. Like, because the boar, a wild boar is fast, man.
I understand that. What do you think the dog's going to do?
But
he's got to catch up with it.
Well, no, but I'm saying they go and they surround the boar and then they kind of get it there. He has to run, too.
I don't like how James is so confident about how you hunt wild boars.
I mean, I'm seeing pictures.
Seen people hunt wild boars. That's the only reason
I'm
know.
Seeing pictures of him with wild boars and there are no dogs.
Well, that's crazy then. This dude, because I'm going to tell you why it's also crazy that a wild boar could kill you.
Oh,
man.
They're huge.
Oh, yeah.
And somebody was telling, so when I got Charlie, the beagle, they were telling me that's one of the ones that, like, a pack of, you don't just send one, I ain't just sending Charlie out there by herself. Like, she's going to die. But you get a bunch of them, and it's a good hunting dog, because especially how loud they are, because you can hear them from a ways away. But that's, no matter what, it's impressive. I've told you guys, when people come, they're going on a hunt, and they use the gun, still cool. Patience, a lot of other stuff. That's what you do to get your rocks off. Dope.
Just make sure you go to
Green Acres. You know, get your tree stands and stuff like that. I got some cool things that have happened with that. Use a bow and arrow. My level of respect goes up. The reload factor is a little bit different. Like, you gotta aim. You gotta be strong. It's some skill in that. Straight up knife, you're a savage. Love it. Now, his energy level as a strength and conditioning coach, again, for me, different. High school guy, dope. I'll be all in there like, cool, he's great. College guy, all right, man, just tell me.
Standard is the standard.
Just tell me what to do. I don't need all that yelling. Don't need all the hype. Just, you know, put the damn program on the board or wherever it's at. Let's get to going. As a pro, I'm like, hey, man, just relax, dude. Chillax.
And even in the weight room, you don't want to be screamed at?
Like, not by him.
I kind of like the energy.
The energy is not bad. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying as a pro, you kind of already know why you're there.
Well, I understand
and they don't,
that.
They
but...
already don't like, not him. I'm sure he's different. Across the board, they don't like the strength and conditioning coach. They want to go to their guy. the strength and conditioning coach's job, for the most part, even though he sounds different, and that's kind of why I'm kind of liking, I would love to meet him, because he's talking about making gains. Most strength and conditioning coaches on the pro level, their job is to make sure you don't get hurt. So you're not really pushing it, and you're not really making gains like that.
Do we have more sound from Slagle?
No.
That was it?
That was it.
That's good.
Really?
Because he was sweet. Going on and on, bro.
I'm not really sure what he said.
Talking. You could tell that this was like, this is my one shot this season.
I don't get interviewed much.
I'm going to tell them my entire life story. And so we, as a collective, a producer collective, decided, let's just get this funny soundbite from him. The real soundbite of the day was from your boy, Schottenheimer.
What did Shotty say?
Apparently there's a quarterback controversy.
We're not in a position where we're saying, hey, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're letting them all roll. Everybody's getting reps. We want this thing to be really competitive. Ultimately, when we name a starter, we'll name a starter. And Urban will do that when he's ready. But I've just enjoyed watching these guys compete. Like I said, from Gardner's standpoint, you know, he's an alpha. He's got leadership ability. You love that. CJ's come in here. He's had to catch up, you know, with some of the system stuff, because some of the verbiage here stayed the same with Coach Warhop staying. And then, of course, Jake has just been a guy that, you know, probably the least amount of reps, but every time he's been out there, he's moved the team and he's done things that we're like, wow, that's really great. So I'm thrilled with where we are right now as a quarterback room, and it's still too early to say, hey, how this thing's going to play out.
Coaches be so into coach speak that they don't even know that they tell on themselves. Right now, all four of them can have it. It's anybody's job. I like all four of the guys out there. Ultimately, it's on Herbs. Now, CJ doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He's just out there freestyling. But, you know, I like him. It's good energy. You got to learn the playbook. Jake
don't get any reps.
We don't let Jake practice. Jake's over there making sure the water's cold, and we bring him some juice. And, you know.
And Gardner's an alpha. Yeah, he did give that to Gardner, but, yeah.
But Gardner cut his hair, and now he's looking weird. He's got the little thing up under his lip that's going on, the little mustache. No beard. I don't like that.
Does he? I haven't seen
it. I saw a picture. Gardner had on his Washington State jacket. And why can't I think of my guy's name? The running back.
Etienne
had on his Clemson shirt. And I saw what you were talking about. Gardner has a little comb thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, that's not you, Gardner.
Yeah.
That is not you. You are the wild man, white boy. Like, you're everything that I wanted Taven to be. at quarterback, and I need you to embrace that. I don't need this. I don't need you trying to look corporate. That's not what you do. It's going to affect your playing.
We do have Taven.
What?
Stuff, what? I guess.
Oh, I thought you were about to tell me we have Taven sound.
Well, no, not from Taven. They don't let him talk.
I was about to say, how did this happen?
What if the first question? Explain yourself.
We got plenty of time, Dave. What kind of Taven sound? Do we need
the defensive line? Yes. I think it's worth.
Oh, come. Yeah, it's definitely. We got some text from people with late. Context.
Okay. All right, let's get Taven sound coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. It's Father's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm. Man, get your dad no. I'm not knocking it. Get your dad that stuff. But get dad what he wants.
What were you going to say?
I'm going to say, dad does like barbecue. I don't want to disparage anybody to uplift our people.
Okay.
Your dad wants good whiskey. He wants good bourbon. No. He wants scotch.
He don't want a tie.
He doesn't want a tie. He doesn't want any of that leftover garbage that you've been getting them for years. Go get them some cigars. Or if you really want to be the MVP, if you want to become dad's favorite, get them an AR-15. $699.
And a bottle of whiskey.
And nothing speaks wise choices and decisions than a bottle of whiskey, an AR-15, or a 9mm pistol.
You might as well just get an American flag while you're at it.
Facts.
Nothing says America like an AR-15 and a bottle of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else you don't want?
What?
A handwritten card.
Oh, definitely no.
He don't want a card.
I joke about never getting macaroni art, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. I don't want that either.
No. Whiskey.
You know, I just realized it. So the boys are gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what week this is?
What week?
Father's Day week.
Oh.
A month ago, I come up there, pull up, I took all the snacks. Because Mother's Day, they had a full, like, smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get to find, you know what, bump it. I'm driving up there on Friday morning. I don't have a kid to drop off to the daycare. I don't have a kid to drive. I've never gotten anything for Father's Day for the amount of money that I have spent on childcare in the last, well, Kai's about to be three, so Trey's, basically the last 8-9 years. I want to see if they don't have anything up there for the dads, I'm going off. So I'm going up there on Friday with no kid. I don't even think I paid this week. You're still responsible to pay.
You are.
Even if the kid doesn't go.
You are. 303, Wednesday Night Sports Den is underrated and the best show of the week. Everyone gets a day off to refresh without an extra day of things to talk about. Denny is slightly delusional because the show starts at 9 and he's old and because the week is more than halfway over.
That's true.
Jeez, am I that old? I guess I am. Taven Bryant. What we can't have him cut, bro. What are we going to talk about?
Tebow? I don't know.
Taven's like a content maker for us. If we took the Taven content out of our show for the last 52 weeks, we have to come up with an extra probably 10 hours of content.
I think you're going to be okay. Let's listen to what he has to say.
All right.
All right, so it's not Taven, like I said before. This is his coach talking about Taven. His name is Tosh. Not the same Tosh from television. Tosh Lapoe.
Okay.
And all I see is Taven's name, and it says, is a dangerous combination of, and I was like, I don't even have to see the rest. I know this is gold.
Well, I hope Taven actually gets a sense of urgency from myself and us every day he wakes up. The way, again, another individual, just like almost this whole group of being here, before Report Tate voluntarily attacking the training, he was an individual here weeks before our startup date. And Taven is a dangerous combination of speed and power. So he has elite skill set and talent. We just got to channel that and focus that where we need to help us most. And if we do that, he can make a major impact. So the guy's got extreme explosive attributes to him from an athletic standpoint, and that's what we need to do is get him focused, confident of where he needs to align, assign, and execute. And if we can put that together, he could be a great contributor this season.
Explosive diarrhea?
1 minute answer on that.
Tosh Lapoe. We got to isolate that Taven is a dangerous combination.
Speed and power.
Yes.
He also has a versatile skill set.
He's got a versatile skill set. So I think he has the ability to play on the edge. He's demonstrated that already, and certainly has the power to play inside as well. So we'll ask some multiple assignments of him. But it's our job, too, to not overcomplicate that and make sure we're not putting him in a whole bunch of roles and asking too much of him. So as he proves what he can handle and do best to help us win, that's where he'll be placed.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Okay.
Hey, hold on. What did he say? He said we can't overcomplicate things.
Right, let's take a minute to unpack all of this.
It's a lot.
My therapist would say, let's take all of this in. All right. He averages 1 sack a season, which is more than I thought. Last year was his lowest total, which was half a sack. He's had 11 tackles for loss. So let's compare that to. So he said he's got a danger. He's explosive.
A combination.
Okay.
Well, I hope Taven actually gets a sense of.
First of all, I don't know what this beginning part's about.
Every
Makes
day
no
he wakes
sense.
Up. The way, again, another individual, just like almost this whole group of being here before Report Tate voluntarily attacking the training. He was an individual here weeks before.
I like that.
Our startup date. And
because he didn't know when y'all were starting.
Taven is a dangerous combination of speed and power.
Okay. Mm. Let me, speed and power.
Dangerous.
So there's a guy who a defensive tackle who really is a dangerous combination of speed and power.
Don't go Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald.
Well, I mean, that's not fair.
I just want to show people what a dangerous combination of speed and power looks like. 9, 11, 8, 11, 20.5, 12.5, 13.5 sacks. That's what he's done.
What was his lowest?
His lowest was 8 in 2016.
Okay. Taven Bryan, for his career, if I count college and pro.
Okay. Has 8?
9.
Okay, he's okay. So 2014 season.
Through 6 years. Through 6 years of college and pro.
A dangerous combination of speed and power. 18, 22, 17, 15, 25, 20, 14. Tackles for loss. Taven has 11 tackles for loss in his entire career.
Let's see what he had at Florida. He had 10 and a half in 3 seasons.
Okay. So 21 and a half.
We're counting his college stats.
21 and a half tackles. So basically, he would be.
How was he picked in the first round?
I don't know, man.
Through 3 seasons at Florida, he had 10 and a half tackles for loss and 5 and a half sacks.
Was this just – are they still doing Zoom calls or, like, are press now available to come in?
I think it's still Zoom.
I actually think they're there.
Are they?
Yeah.
Because I'm disappointed, and I don't want anybody to be argumentative because this is a time to be positive about the Jaguars, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be lied to. I'm cool with Shoddy because Shoddy told me what I wanted to hear in the coach speak without bashing somebody. But if you know coach speak, you know what he said. He gave you the depth chart.
Right.
He didn't lie because the quarterback battle is still up in the air. But it ain't up in the air for all 4.
Right.
This was a blatant lie. It makes me wonder if he – like, I know he knows football. And I don't want people coming at me like, well, they pay people – that's why he's getting paid a lot of money to be a coach, and you're not getting paid. People make stupid – people get put in positions that they're not qualified for all the time. See Taven Bryan. But to hear this man discuss Taven in the manner in which he discussed him is disgusting.
And he way overspoke. That's
all he had to do was say Taven is working hard.
Right. We like what we see out of Taven. He's making gains. He's working hard.
Cool.
Answers the question. When he went on for a solid minute and a half now, and that was unnecessary.
He already told us he was a loser before, based upon the beginning of the statement. He's finally waking up and getting a sense of urgency. Mm. That's never what you want to hear as a player.
What was this guy's name? Tosh Lapoy? Right?
He's a D-line coach, right?
Tosh Lapoy.
Yeah, I just need to look up his, because we need to do some research on Tosh. Like, what's his resume?
Wasn't he with the Ravens?
No. Okay.
Okay.
He's been coaching since 2008. He was a D-line coach at Cal, then at Washington, then as a defensive analyst at Alabama, outside linebackers coach at Alabama. Oh, that's where I know him. Co-defensive coordinator at Alabama. Then as a D-line coach for the Browns, D-line coach and run game coordinator for the Falcons, and now the D-line coach here. He's got a good resume, man.
Hold on. Falcons
2020. Well, it's not going to be good because they gave up a ton of leads at the end.
Right.
Okay. Wasn't that last year that the Falcons had like 3 weeks in a row where they gave up 3 touchdown leads or something like that? Something crazy.
Were they getting a lot of tackles for loss? Maybe he's a magician.
Well, I mean, I don't want to make this about Tosh Lapoy. Like, I mean, the guy has worked his way up.
I'm not knocking him.
I just, hey, listen, Taven. If you're listening, I don't know why, because I wouldn't listen to us if I were you.
Yeah, this isn't a show for you to listen to.
But if you're listening, we want to see you succeed. Like, I want to see a 3-sack season for Taven. We got to gauge our success, James. Can't just all willy-nilly go out and say double-digit sacks for somebody.
Well, no, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Dante Fowler flourished under him.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 sacks. Grady Jarrett. He was top three on the team.
With three.
With three. Number one was 4.4 and a half.
At this level in the NFL, what's a defensive line coach do?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say it's but one like, of the are harder
they, are
positions.
Are they actually coaching you yes. technique and stuff still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say D-line coach.
They got a lot of pressure from the
O-line coach, receiver coach. Like, those are the ones. They're still working, man.
Okay.
Quarterback coach in some situations. Some situations, they don't do anything. Yeah. No, I mean, you need a good D-line coach. Interesting, man. Interesting. I mean, I never would have thought that one question would have got us a 90 seconds of Taven talk.
What I don't want to see Taven be successful. I don't want to see him fail. Like, I'm not, like, actively rooting for him.
You don't want him to be
him.
Successful?
I'm not. Okay, let me. That came out wrong. I'm not actively rooting for him to fail, right? I just feel like I've seen what I need to see. Now, it would be a pleasant surprise if he comes out there and he gets 3 sacks. On the season.
What do you mean? But I still don't know why you don't want to see him be successful.
I just think I've always thought he was a wasted pick. I've never liked him as a pick, and he's never done anything to earn my trust.
So
my
you would rather be right than have this young man flourish?
I would rather be right and have somebody else take the job and flourish. But if he flourishes, then I won't be mad. I'll just be like, all right, cool. You sandbagged for 3 years. Hopefully you'll be good somewhere else.
Maybe he just needed to be developed.
He needed somebody to help coach him up to get a sense of urgency.
I'll say this:
he had Calais Campbell.
He did.
One of the best professionals that you could possibly have to teach you stuff, and we saw Calais try to teach him, and it didn't work. So I don't know, but this guy's not making me like him because he's just absolutely lying to my face. I know what I've seen. I've never seen anything explosive about Taven. Not from what I've watched in the game. I've watched him get – you know what? He has an explosive backpedal. I've seen him get driven 15 yards down the field in the pass coverage on a run play.
Man, we got to stop with this Taven bashing.
There was one explosive play when he did get the tackle for loss. But I think it was – oh, no, it was a sack. That was a preseason game, right? With me, you, and Leon?
Was it preseason?
I think it was preseason. But we went like 20 drives between a couple games, and we were trying to figure out, has Taven's name been called? And that's just not good. But, you know, I want the Jags to be successful. So if him being successful is what's necessary to make the Jags be successful, then I'm all for it.
What do you guys know about George Warhop?
He's been here for a minute.
Okay, he's my new favorite coach.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he saying the truth?
Oh, he has a war with the media.
Ooh.
He does?
He does.
Let's go. War hop?
We have to take a break.
Okay. Oh. I'm interested in what – that's a good tease. Yeah. I want to know what War hop has to say.
I
want to
hear what War hop's beef with
He's
us
He's on
is.
A war path, you might say.
We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Make sure you get to thehumidor.com. For all of your cigar needs, thehumidor.com. Where you need to go. Huge selection of cigars, already low prices. Get over there, fill up the cart, type in Sports Den, all lowercase, all one word, and you will get 20% off. Spend $100 or more, and you'll get free shipping too, we believe.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, the we believe was like an asterisk. It's like there's fine print because we don't know that for sure. We don't know if we're supposed to be saying it. But consider it like a little science experiment. Just make it happen. You see, our boy Blake sent us like a picture of – he's got like a humidor and like a bar like stacked with ABC and humidor.com stuff.
On the Twitterverse?
This was, I think, Monday night.
I might have missed it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if it was on there or on the text line. I meant to mention it when he sent it. So George Warhop is on the war path, huh? Is that what you're telling
me? He is.
Me?
He hates the media.
So this is the day of beefs here, huh?
So they had like every single position coach up there today. Some were short, some were long. And after like, this was actually like the second question he got that we're about to play. But he intimidated the media so badly after this that there was like one more question And then it was silent. And then he's like, really? Y'all are going to get me to come up here just to answer a couple questions? Like, he was pissed. And so then, like, me and them started asking questions that they really didn't care about.
I
want to
hear this.
Pretty pathetic.
I want to hear George Warhop, the offensive line coach of your hometown, Jacksonville.
Okay, so this is a question. I believe his name is John Reed.
Okay.
Just a quick follow up. He's worn his jersey backwards. So what has he said anything why that's happening? Does nobody know his name? Or
I got a question for you. How many times you been out to practice?
I've been out there all the ones that was open. Okay. So that was like six.
What about in the past? Have you been out to practice?
I've been covering the team since 2017. So that's the first time I've seen him wear his shirt back.
Then you haven't been paying attention because he does that all the time. So since I've been here, he's done that. And frankly, I could give a shit. It really doesn't matter to me if it's on frontwards or backwards, as long as he shows up and he practices hard and he tries to get done what we need to get done. A non-issue.
Thank you.
I say that you're a terrible reporter. That's what I say.
What's his name again?
George Warhop.
He's awesome. He's so disrespectful.
Yes, he was very disrespectful.
I loved it.
I figured that's what he looked like. All right. All right, I'm cool with George. I can't be for George.
Well,
I want to take offense. All right, I'm going to tell you what I have a problem with, how George approached this. Right, George, like, you already were mad. Like, when you answered the question, you could have just been like, man, he does that all the time. You know, maybe you haven't missed it.
Exactly.
But that could have been it. You could have saved that for, why does Cam Robinson suck? Are you at every practice? Answer me. Have you seen this?
Well, someone who doesn't realize that the media is evil and the enemy of the people would respond in a nice way. But George knows better.
George
knows.
I don't think that – I'm trying to remember who that was. He's not the evil person.
Oh, George doesn't care.
He needs to go after the person who is evil.
How do you
know
this
guy's not
evil?
That's the old black guy, if I remember correctly. Like, that's why I know. He's actually kind
of
cool. Like,
you have to stick up.
I got
to
stick up. We stand out. he could have went after.
This was him a few minutes later.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Anything else for Coach?
Really? That's it? Timeout. Timeout. You guys brought me in here after practice. Okay, you want to talk to me. You asked me six questions. You're going to release me like
that? No, George. George, they didn't want to talk to you. You came in and you're...
I love this guy so much.
Not SID. What is it? The PR person for the Jags made them talk to you. You should be mad at him.
Normally, I would be with both of you on this, on pro-George Warhop. But let me tell you why I'm not.
But not George.
James is anti-George.
George, I'm liking George. I want to like George, but George went about this the wrong way, bro. George talks to... This is why they won't... Clear. This is why I apologize to you, Denny.
Okay.
They're not clearing you because of me. They're thinking that if you go, I'm going to want to come too. Because if George talks to me like that, I'm answering, I'm giving him all the questions that he wants. Yep. Like, why are you mad at me because you took a job with one of the worst offensive lines in the
league? Hold on. No, see, that's where I was going. You can't, no. George Warhop can't say that. George Warhop cannot come up there with an attitude. Because George Warhop is coming off a 1-15 season. He was the offensive line coach last year, bro.
So he's returning.
Yes. George, you don't get the same right that some of these other coaches do to be snarky in there. You were a coach on a 1-15 team, homie.
That's a good point. That's such a good point.
George, why does it seem like everywhere you go, the line sucks?
I mean,
you were in Cleveland? Historically not really known for phenomenal line play. You were the offensive line coach when Jameis was there.
He's been a coach for every college/NFL team.
Well, here's the thing. Like, who asked the question? What was his name? Was
John Reed.
John, may I suggest that next time George tries to pull that stuff on you, that you just turn it around and say, oh, he was doing this last year too, coach? Yeah. Don't you think you should tell him to change it? Because he wasn't any good last year, coach.
John was being professional.
And you were here. He was. But when I'm professional and you're not, now we can kind of go at it.
Because you don't want to lose your media credibility or credentials, well, more importantly, well, by like arguing with some O-line coach.
Well, George is arguing with him. Like, George is questioning.
That's why John did the right thing, and he just
George is questioning his credibility by going, "Oh, you're not paying attention.
You haven't been there
at practice."
Obviously, no. I mean, it's like those are the times when no. You know what? You're right. That's not how that reporter is. But like, you catch the right reporter who's kind of known for being quick. This would have been great fodder. It would have been all the wrong press that the Jags. It wouldn't have undone everything. But like, that would have made the headlines. What if, like, again, quick comment like this. Obviously, you weren't paying attention very well at Coach Warren, 1-15 ball club.
Right.
And what would he have been able to say besides get mad and make some more curse words?
Right.
And act like you're going to go.
The second part of it is fine. Like, the second part of it, oh, y'all had me come in here. He's just joking. Yeah. That's
sort of. I mean, when you watch it, he's not joking at all.
Yeah, he was, you know.
You're right, though. Yeah. He has made some stops, bro.
Everywhere. Let me go down the list, all right?
All right.
Starting with student assistant in 1983.
Wow.
There. Cincinnati. Alive. Kansas. First real job. Vandy. New Mexico. London Monarchs.
Okay.
Southern Methodist. BC. Now the NFL, starting 96. Rams, Cardinals, Cowboys, Niners, Browns, Bucks, Jags. All O-line coach, obviously.
Can I tell you my concern with
George?
Got
a great resume.
Well, no, he doesn't. If you dig deep into this resume.
There are a lot of bad teams, a lot of firings.
There's a lot of one-year stints, bro.
I'm not going to let you guys see.
84 to 86, 87 to 89, 1990, one stop, 91, 92, 93, and one stop, 94, 95.
Well, the London Monarchs might have only existed for that 1 year.
The London Monarchs were the NFL Europe. But, Denny, I'm not even – check this out. Listen, like, this man was the featured person in an article for Sports Illustrated. Constant relocation takes a toll on NFL wives.
Listen.
In here, he had moved. His wife had leg pain. The 49ers head trainer, who he got fired from, had to take her to the hospital to find out she has a tumor in her leg.
That does suck.
He's talking about people not paying attention.
And I'm not going to put that on because the way it's framed, she says her legs was hurting. He had already gone to Ohio.
You're right. I shouldn't have said
like,
that.
Somebody took
right.
up for her.
That's
like,
my bad.
But,
dump
know,
that.
But you know,
you don't mean to dump that?
No.
Not here. It's okay.
It was Listen, benign, my man so. George is a World Bowl 91 champion. He led, and yes, I say led, because behind the phenomenal offensive line, the key to victory that year, they went 9-1.
I apologize. It wasn't his wife.
Oh, now I feel like a.
It was his daughter.
Well, that's even worse.
No, that's not. That you can't do that to me. Now I got this on the air where I said something that wasn't even.
No, it was somebody in the family. I confused that. Lori's his wife. He's got a gorgeous family.
Is his daughter okay?
She's fine. No, at the time of this article, she was a freshman at Elon University, but now she was 19. Then this was in 2015.
I'm sure George is a fine guy. Maybe we caught him on the wrong day.
I know that he's hot. Yeah, he didn't feel like doing
Somebody
this.
Somebody on the text line said, Sean should have said, I'll pay attention to him at practice when he does something worth paying attention to.
Nobody pays attention. Were you here? I've been covering the teams at 20. Well, obviously you haven't been here. But nobody pays attention to a 1-15 ball club. Relax. Like, that's my only thing.
I'm going to give George the benefit of the doubt in that he's caught up in the new energy, right? He's a holdover from the last 2 years.
He just came in off the practice field. He's
just
sweating
came in.
Bullets.
He's sweating like he gets. And the first thing somebody wants to talk to him about is
something
is
stupid.
Wearing
That's
a
stupid
back.
Question. I'm sorry. Well, it's a stupid question.
Is
it's
though?
Meaningless. Yes.
What's more stupid?
Yes, it's
I think,
a stupid
I think
question.
What
no, hold
was,
on. What's
is,
more stupid? The question or a grown-ass man wearing a shirt backwards?
Both can be true.
Two things.
I would say the jersey.
I mean, I know Trey
dumber.
Did that
yeah,
when
Trey
he was six.
Wearing your jersey sure. backwards is dumber than the question, but the question's still dumb.
But sometimes
it's unnecessary.
They do stuff like some practices. Like we would change jerseys. Offensive linemen will wear skilled players' jersey. But it's dumb. I get it. My thing is this: is if a player did this right, we would be bashing the player. Because that's just rude. No matter what, it was rude.
Oh, answered a question like that?
Yeah, it was just rude.
I love this stuff.
It just wasn't called. Like, you're mad at the wrong people. I get it. Like, I get where George is coming from. He doesn't want to be there.
I'm team Kyrie on all this. Like, I'm team Osaka. Like,
oh,
why
you don't
am I talking
answer,
to
yeah.
y'all, man?
Here, what I think the guy, the reporter, asked a dumb question. But a lot of dumb questions. Who was the guy with the Pat Mahomes voice? that always ask the dumb questions.
Man.
Oh, I love Mark Long.
Or is it Mark I'm thinking about, or is it somebody questions. Or is it somebody else? We know the guy who he kept calling who
Mark Long has like a rapport with all these coaches is that, and stuff. Is Mark so the he's one always who like
Gardner
jiving
was saying
them.
His name wrong?
No.
Okay, I'm
no,
sorry. I apologize. Who was Gardner saying his name wrong every time?
Gary.
No. Was it Gary? Jerry?
No.
Yeah.
Was he saying Gary?
I don't remember
Jerry?
Who.
Anyways,
was.
Gardner. No, I bad Mark. It's the guy who's I confused you with somebody. I want to apologize. I don't want that to get out here, and then I have a Jay Smooth thing with Mark Long, and we're out here beefing. But people, like, sometimes you ask that softball question. Like, just, we know you're not usually getting interviewed. Nobody asked for the offensive line coach for a 1-15 team. Like, we're going to give you something to get you warm, engaged, and now we can start asking some more meaty questions, what people want. But then you come out there just demolish my man to kill the whole vibe.
He's talking about Cam Robinson, by the way.
That's who wears his jersey backwards?
Yeah.
I need confirmation
maybe
from Mia O'Brien that
Cam should have been paying attention to his jersey being for.
That Cam has been doing this. Because I got to tell you.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, he has been.
I've never noticed it.
Oh, you're saying for previous years.
Yeah.
That's good. I'll text her.
Yeah. Because I never noticed it. I mean, not that I sit there.
How often are you at practice, though?
I probably went, well, that's true. I didn't go to any last year.
Jeez. Well, that's because of COVID.
Yeah. Year before, I probably went to.
That's a good point. So this guy should be like, dude, we weren't even allowed at practice last year.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. See, Warhop.
Jerk. No,
I'm cool with George answering angrily because he's never going to get an opportunity again.
This is it. Especially after this.
But
after this, they're never bringing
it. I think where the hangup is for you, and listen, I'm scared to say this because I don't want people to take this the wrong way.
It's black, yes.
Right. I think if it would have been a white reporter, you'd have been like all in with George.
You think,
I'm not saying that bad.
Oh, you're saying I'm not bashing George.
Absolutely.
Like I should be because he's black. You're saying
no, the reporter.
You would have been Team George if it was Mark Long.
Right. James knows like there's only a handful in the city.
Because
he heard the voice.
James,
but you know
like,
what?
Oh, this is a really
George
good.
George is you know
he's a good reporter.
George
this guy.
Isn't trying Demetrius like that. He's young. Got a little bit more stature, is ready
Demetrius
to buck.
Asks good-ass questions
but I'm
that
saying,
are, like,
though,
pertinent.
It didn't matter what was asked. George was ready. He was locked and loaded. He had the AR pointed at whoever was coming.
James is looking at this a little bit like black-on-black crime.
That's what.
And he's like, can't we just get along?
Listen. Down at TIA Bankfield, some crazy shenanigans went down with the offensive line coach and the old black reporter that's been covering the team since 2017, whose name I don't really know. I've just known him, seen him every now and then, and he's out there with the marches when we're going around trying to get 12 black men to come out here and kill the black-on-black crime and the shootings. It's got to stop. When you see somebody in a familiar face and all friendly and smiles and Hallmark cards, you're supposed to welcome them genuinely and gently and answer the damn question. We know Cam is bad. We know he's been wearing his jersey backwards because he plays backwards. But that has nothing to do with him. Hit me up on Facebook and tell me what you think.
The voice behind you.
657 said, drove to Culver's and back and still have no idea which coach you're talking about. We have said George Warhop 30 times. The offensive line coach.
I got to call out our girl Mia, too.
Uh-oh.
Because she was one of the, I think she might have been the first person that caved after he like shamed them for not having him any questions for him. She was like the first one, like, actually, George.
What was the question?
Give me 1 second. I don't know. Something that she just thought of, I'm sure.
I bet it was about Walker Little. Like the first thing you think of, is that his name?
And he can move and he can slide his feet. Right, and as long as he continues to grow and pass pro and understand his angles and dictate everything from
the guy.
Continues to grow and pass pro and understand his angles and position. Okay, if he develops, he could bring some competition, right? He could bring some competition to those guys. But you won't ever know that until we get to training camp. We put the pads on and we're hitting people. And is he going to be consistent day in and day out at a high level to really put pressure on the guys that we have?
Thanks, coach.
Yep.
Anything else for coach?
Really?
All right.
That's it. Timeout. You guys brought me in here after practice. Okay, you want to talk to me? You ask me six questions. You're going to release me like that?
All right. We got a couple more here. Mia.
I'm sorry, Coach. I'm out on a bike ride. I thought this call was at 11:45.
Oh, see,
so
she's
if
like.
If you need to ask the question, I certainly will.
Well, first of all, where you're riding your bike? That's what I want to know. I love riding my bike.
Okay, okay, time out. Completely.
So
forget
you're
me
saying
his question.
That he,
forget
he doesn't
me his
have
question.
The same energy yeah. about her as he does with John.
But you weren't at practice?
Hold on. But
you
nah,
weren't at practice, Mia?
He asked a stupid-ass question to Mia, and all Mia did was a chuck-a-chuck and then went back and did her job. It broke the ice, and it made things more comfortable. That's what the old black man was trying to do to you, George.
Yeah, he really was. He was trying to be friendly.
Like, damn, you can be friendly. You just showed us you can be friendly. If you're mad, I get it. It's hot. Go get you a quick sip of Powerade.
Wait a second. We gave him an excuse when he didn't deserve one because this wasn't after practice. This was today. They didn't have practice today.
Okay, you came in the office.
Well, what do you mean?
You were ready to go.
He's doing something because he's sweating like crazy.
Well, why was Mia riding her bike? If practice
maybe
was
they
going,
weren't allowed.
Maybe it
but
was
that,
Zoom
that doesn't.
It,
yeah, it, this is that. Obviously on Zoom.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
But I just think you can't be mean to Mia. When you see her on Zoom and her little bike helmet. You know, even George Warhop can't be like screaming at Mia.
Mia, send us a selfie with the bike
yeah,
helmet.
Yeah, come on.
She's got a little helmet on, asking questions.
Talking about routes.
Side note, because Mia's, I love Mia's football knowledge.
I'm joking, obviously.
No, no, I'm saying, has anybody ever heard since then somebody describes a wide receiver with the physicality of running routes?
No. And people don't know what you're talking about. You're talking about
such an
Cam.
Old reference.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, it was the dumbest, Cam laughed at because it was stupid.
And got in all kinds of trouble.
It got in trouble, and nobody's ever used it before. Anyway, whatever.
We got to get to 8 o'clock.
We do.
8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
It's amazing what can happen in 24 hours to just stimulate your hate.
Oh.
8 o'clock brought to you by Green Acre Sporting Goods. GreenAcreSporting.com is the website that you can go to. If you're not in the Jacksonville area, if you're in the Jacksonville area, go off of Normandy Boulevard. 20,000 square feet of Second Amendment glory in heaven. You can probably buy a flag there. You can buy an AR-15 for $699, customizable. You can get you a Taurus 9mm handgun. You can get bows and arrows. You can get other munitions. You can get arrows. You can get munitions. You can get probably Yeti coolers, I'm sure. I'm not sure. But it seems like Yeti coolers. It seems like they would have Yeti coolers. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's
else.
Probably a good bet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure. If they don't have it, they'll order it for you. They're pretty good about that. Tree stands, apparently. Don't even know what that is. Z's so cool. I texted Z a specific type of tree stand. He was like, we don't have that. We sell this one. But if you need it, I can go get it for you. I'm like, not sure if you know this about me or not, Z. I don't have any idea what I'm talking about. I'm literally copying and pasting.
Somebody asked me.
Our guy Blake asked him.
Oh, okay.
He was like, if they don't have it, they'll get you what you want. On the website, it shows a fraction of their inventory. You got to go inside of Green Acre Sporting Goods to see all the goodness. Trust me, they've had people come in. Funny story. You know who you are, and I'm going to call you out, not in a bad way, because they took us on our advice.
George Warhop.
Yes, sure. Okay. George Warhop went in,
said,
I don't want a Taurus 9mm pistol. Mm-hmm. What else you got? Ooh, you got the SIG. Let me see that. Okay, I'll be back. I got to save up some money for the SIG. You could have walked out with a Taurus. Mm. Not mad at you. Save up to get the SIG, but Z's not going to put you. The point is.
They don't do layaway?
I don't know. That's a good question. Z, if you're listening, text me. If y'all do layaway, that's something else we can sell. You guys have been going, but we need you guys to go there, get a good Father's Day gift, take the concealed carry course so that when you go back, you can go buy your gun and leave the same day. If not, you got to wait 3 days for the background check.
There you go.
They bring us 8 o'clock each and
540 every day. 540 says AR-15 with a scope.
That's what it is?
That's what he wants, I'm assuming.
Go in there, get it. I know for a fact they have scopes.
Oh, he said, probably. Do they have Dan and Jeff targets? Whoa, now. No, I'll take it a little far now.
Yeah.
We haven't even been able to confirm this. Yeah. We have all combed the morning show this morning. Now, it's a little.
I'm not even mad at
it's
them.
It's a
right
long
now.
Show.
I'm going to tell you what I'm mad at. And I don't know if I should be mad at this or if I should be. I'm inclusive of this, right?
Okay.
I'm happy that the world is finding out about this true holiday, true American history, and it's one of my gripes about how American history is taught. It's taught like a pep rally and a propaganda machine, as most countries do. But I love the good, the bad, and the indifferent about history. And everybody knows that because you were taught that the slaves were free with the Emancipation Proclamation. Not quite. Juneteenth is a holiday that's celebrated in Texas because that was the last quote-unquote slaves that we know of. That's when they were officially freed in Texas. The year escapes me right now, but it's called Juneteenth. It's a celebration. They do it bigger in Texas. It's been spreading around. And JJ, you'll probably be proud of me of why I'm mad. I'm mad because woke liberals have taken this thing over, and it's bothering me.
Okay.
It's bothering me because I'm cool. I celebrate everything. I'm not one of those guys that say, well, we wasn't free on the 4th of July. You know what I look at the 4th of July as? An opportunity to barbecue and hang out with people and drink ice cold Miller Lite. I look at Memorial Day the same way. I know how Memorial Day started. I know the pagan origins of Christmas. My kids, I like getting my kids gifts, even though they get on my nerves. I celebrate. That's what I do. I celebrate Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas. I would do Ramadan, but I can't not eat during the day. Mm. But if somebody invites me to a Ramadan feast when y'all are breaking your fast, I'm there. Teach me what to do, and I'm going to celebrate it with you. But what I'm not going to do is appropriate it. I'm not going to go around acting like, I'm not going to make people who don't know about the holiday feel insecure about not knowing about the holiday because you weren't taught it. Mm-hmm. I'm also not going to start doing sales for Juneteenth. I'm also not going to start, like, I don't want the artwork. Like, the San Jose Sharks, like, actually, now, granted, I found out
you
it was a black guy.
ABC's not doing a Juneteenth.
I don't
sale.
Want a Juneteenth.
You wouldn't take advantage of a Target sale.
I'm not saying I won't take advantage of it, but I'm saying I don't want to see it. I'm taking advantage of Father's Day sales, which is technically, it's the same weekend. So technically, it could be.
When is Juneteenth?
It's Saturday.
19th.
Do we get off work?
No, well, this is what is bothering. It's a
well,
national
it's disgraceful.
Holiday. It's a national
disgraceful.
Holiday. It's not a federal.
There's,
did they make it federal?
It's federal.
No, I'm saying they just made it this. But they're not teaching people what it is.
I just decided I'm off on Friday, by the way.
Look, fine. That's cool. And I was telling somebody.
1865,
like,
by the way.
Well, okay. Nate Monroe was putting about it, and it was dope. It was like, it's ironic that they don't want to teach about the horrors of slavery to make people feel bad, but we're going to make Juneteenth a national holiday, which is completely different than what everybody's been taught. And so it's a little bit about that. I don't want it. I don't know how people felt when MLK first came, Martin Luther King Day, Junior Day first came about. I hope everybody was happy about it, that were black or whatever. I just don't want this to become one of those things where in 20 years, I'm going to see car dealerships like promoting the Juneteenth deal. Old Navy's going to be
you'll see that on Friday, bro.
It is a federal
holiday. You'll see that on Friday.
As of June 15th.
No, I'm saying it literally just happened.
Yeah, yesterday.
So I don't know if I didn't know if it was national or federal.
It's federal, yeah.
So that means, so you know it's going to suck in a few years? Because I'm going to be wanting to go to the bank to go deposit something, and I'm not going to be able to deposit it because it's Juneteenth. Because federal holiday, banks follow federal holidays, right?
Not all.
Not all?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well,
they'll maybe be open on Friday.
Okay. All right, well, if they're going to be open, I'm good. I'm all for everybody celebrating. Let's have barbecues. Let's have those things. Let's come together as a nation. But I just don't want this thing whitewashed.
Oh, it's happening.
And just
these corporations and media channels, like, and everything, they're just
like
going,
I'm seeing teams do this.
Act
like, you,
like they've been Juneteenth fans for like 1,000 years. They'll be like, oh, this is our thing. Don't you remember our Juneteenth sale the last 5 years? Like, no. Well, come this year, because we got one. Buy one, get one. And it'll be like super racist. It'll be like Hennessy, half off for Juneteenth. Thank you, Walmart.
Hey,
I guarantee we're gonna have so much stuff like that.
Have I ever told you the tailgate story? I was offended, but I couldn't be offended because he was right.
Yeah, you have. You can tell it again. It's appropriate.
I was with Rick. I think and we went somewhere. And we were walking, and they had nothing but beer. And the guy looks at me, JJ. He's like, "Nope, you don't want beer." I'm like, what you mean? I know what you want. And he winked at me. You want some Crown, don't you? Don't you, boy? You
Hell
want some
yes,
Crown?
I want Crown.
I was mad. I was offended. I was like, what? But then I thought about it. I really do. I would like some Crown. Yes.
You're a genius, sir.
Yes. Thank you for reading my mind. I don't know why you picked that.
He's just observant.
He was observant.
There's like, going to be lots of that. There's going to be lots of unintentional racism.
Because...
Who's our boy?
Is that Z? The guy? No. I don't know.
They said yes on the layaway.
Oh, well, then there it is. I told y'all probably.
Well, we can't have you walking into Green Acres talking about, listen, on the text line for the sports center, they said I could do something.
Just go in there and say, James said put it on layaway.
Hey, can I get to my 8 o'clock real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
New Yorkers.
Oh, I'm into that.
We about to bash. We about to bust some New Yorker skulls in.
That have invaded Jacksonville and have decided.
Yankees go home.
Have decided that every time a light turns green, they need to start honking.
Is that what happened?
Yes. Have you not noticed that lately?
I'm not going to lie. I almost parked Griselda.
I'm about to.
It's just like, you know what, if you're going to honk the horn at me, we all going to sit here and wait.
I'm taking my time.
Right.
I do that all the time.
It is happening daily now. I've lived in Jacksonville for 30 years.
Are you always looking at your phone or something?
No. It happened to me twice today. Light turns green. The minute it turns green, person's honking. I don't know if it's at me or who it's at. I've lived here for 30 years. It didn't happen for 29 of them. We get COVID, and you don't like your state, and you come down to the great country of Florida.
Exactly.
Right.
Keep your crap in New York.
Y'all are going to get your ass beat on Saturday.
Facts.
Guns and
they're
hoses.
Fighting the
be
New York
there.
Police Department.
Right. Oh, you think that's what it is?
Yeah, there's a bunch
they're
of
They're all
New
here to watch.
They're here to watch. They,
they travel down. They're honking
they
at the downtown
out,
center.
They found out that their police department.
I can't get out of chicken salad chick fast enough for you.
It was a quote by this great spoken word group called the Goody Mob. It's called Fly Away. And it's like, when we on your side of town, we don't ask why. We abide by the rules that y'all live by. Mm. Now, when you come here, you're welcome to come. You're welcome to stay. But any disrespect, we will make your ass fly away. Mm. Understand, this is called the Bang'em. Mm. This is Jack and Kill. We have a Mad Dads commercial that plays every segment.
You're contractually obligated.
Don't
and
don't
everyone
come around here.
Everyone can carry down here. Like
it's only one state that scares me more than Florida right now. If I was out of town, that's Texas. Because you can just go.
You don't need anything.
Need nothing. You just come in and just start. And you can just let the choppers fly in Texas. But Florida, you might want to chill out, man.
Nobody wants y'all's hyped up, stressed out way of life that you all are trying to get out of. We don't want that down here.
And then you tell
us
everything's better.
If you move down
here,
take a deep breath.
Be one of us.
Relax.
Be like us.
Yes.
When in Rome.
Yes. Yes, I don't need you honking the minute it turns green. We know what green means.
Right.
And like James just said, I think as a family of Floridians, if somebody honks, we all just throw it in park.
Just park. Like, now we all got to wait.
And lean your head out and look right at him.
Right.
You know what my dad always taught me was when it turns green and you're the first car, wait about a second and a half, 2 seconds, because you see people run a red light constantly.
Right. So that you
it's
don't
safer
die.
To do that. Exactly.
Well, that depends now. If you're at the green light by yourself and you're waiting and there's somebody come around the corner seeing green, they're going to keep going and run right in the back of you.
Well, I mean, what he means is if you're at the light and there was people drive, a lot of times people are driving up.
Oh,
and I don't know if they're trying to get the yellow and get over.
No, I do it on this light right here.
When we get
Hogan,
mm-hmm.
If that thing just turned red, I'm going because it's going to be another 10 minutes before it turns green.
Well, that one's terrible.
That and we also like I don't even know what's going on behind me. Like it's just a really dark road.
You don't want to stop.
Like I just want to like I do get gas at this spot every now and then. Yeah, I love getting gas there. They don't ever. I don't have enough money for them to.
It's like your sense of excitement.
Yeah, it's like you
it's
know
like
everybody
skydiving.
Has something. Yeah, yeah. Yo, people jump out of planes. I go to the 7-Eleven. That gets robbed all the time, like to get gas. It's just it's my Russian roulette. But when I'm driving, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna turn down the service road and just drive a little bit because you know.
Well, I'm talking
nervous.
About the one that you turn off of Southside onto here.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. You're talking about coming here though.
Yeah, coming here.
Oh yeah, once that if that thing is yellow and I'm 100 yards away, I'm flooring it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean. So I think it was this morning, coming here for Gator Bites. I mm-hmm. sat there, I guarantee you, for 8 or 9 minutes.
When we first started the show, like one of us, like one day we were both late because we were sitting at the light.
Yep. Yeah, it used to have the camera on it. I got like 3 tickets from that light.
But now the camera, that's illegal now, right?
It is, but they had them in Miami. But my GPS would tell me.
Mm. DeSantis, get on that.
Yeah, come on. Ron, you're making some good moves, man.
Yep. You can do this. Be better. Be better.
Do this.
Finish the job.
Give us all our freedom.
Come on now. Finish the job.
On Juneteenth.
Yeah, exactly.
Give us all our freedoms, man. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of having to wait and fight.
You got a 8 o'clock?
Freedom!
No. Got a break.
All right. Kevin Durant?
Sure.
Kevin Durant coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is the Wednesday night edition of the Sports Den, the late night edition. Hopefully you guys are having a great week. We're dialed into Atlanta, Philly here. Atlanta has taken the lead, 107-104 with 22 seconds left. Yesterday I made a comment about Kevin Durant that I'm not going to take back just yet.
You should.
Kevin Durant went off last night. How many do you have?
He had a triple-double. That's all I remember.
I know he had a triple. Yeah, 49. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, now, if he does it again, then there's no more Kevin Durant slander out of me. If he goes back-to-back games and takes it over like he did last night, then I'm Kevin Durant slander-free. So, for those that don't know, Brooklyn basically is Kevin Durant right now. The big three is now the big one. Had to win last night, and he did. He won. And the thing about it, like, yeah, I mean, I know it's obvious because the triple-double and 49 points and all that.
Didn't miss 1 minute of the game, by the way.
Played the whole game. Everything ran through him.
Harden was like, might as well not even been out there. And Milwaukee did not go at him like they should have. The guy couldn't even walk.
Yeah, I'm not real sure why. What did he end up with?
Let me look. Wasn't great.
No. No, I'm trying to look it up, too. Why aren't NBA...
Harden had... he was 1 of 10 from the field, 0 of 8 from 3, 5 points.
Wow.
What just happened? Missed free throw?
I don't know.
Well, what's the score?
It's still 107-104.
He missed both free throws. Oh, my God. Yeah, Philly had free throws. He missed both of them.
Yeah, that's
epic.
Going to be a wrap right
now. What do you think about Giannis? Is it time we have the Giannis discussion? I mean, everyone's already had it. Like, this guy can't do it in the playoffs. It's too easy to shut down Giannis. And in such a key moment last night, he dropped that pass. Perfect pass by Middleton, set him up. It could have been a game-tying dunk, send it into overtime, and he just fumbled it. And he always – he can't shoot, but he'll crank up a bunch of threes.
But here's the thing. What do you –
when he makes one, it's like a miracle.
What do you think Giannis
can't
is?
Make free throws.
Like,
I think he's a center, and who refuses to play center? And since he's a superstar, his team is like, okay, we'll let you do what you want. We'll let you dribble the ball around and take jumpers and – you know, take a fadeaway when you have Harden up against you in the post. Like,
no, but what I mean though, JJ, is Giannis is Giannis, what do we consider
superstar?
Him,
yes.
Like, take the game over superstar? Because, I mean, you know what his box score was last night.
It's always going to be good.
34-12.
But when you watch, you can see that the offense struggles a lot.
How old is Giannis now?
28?
Is he?
Really?
God, I thought he was like 24.
Yeah.
26. Split the difference.
Okay. Still. Yeah, you may be right. Yeah, I mean, he's in year seven? Year eight, maybe? Oh, no, he's sixth season.
This is the quarterback year. This is what he's supposed to.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He just needs to hang around.
He needs to join
down
a super
under
team.
The basket.
He needs to join a super team.
Block a bunch of shots, dunk a bunch of baskets, and stop worrying about trying to be LeBron and KD and like take guys off the dribble.
No, seriously, that's the answer. He needs to be on a super team.
They're going
to
bully him into joining a super team.
He joins a super team.
Well, he just signed a massive extension, so someone's going to have to come to him.
I mean, if he were to do that, then he would.
That ain't happening.
I don't know, man.
Milwaukee, bro.
Imagine if like a small
nobody's going to Milwaukee.
Brooklyn?
Brooklyn
is
in
New
York.
Yeah, that's true. You're right. I'm trying to think.
Can we get a play by play of what's going on?
Dribble.
Who
just
has the ball?
Trae Young.
My God. So they're up by three with free throws from Trae coming. How much time?
8.5.
Oh, it's a wrap.
Yeah. 8.5 seconds. Yeah.
They were up by 14 at the end of first today. Like, Philly has blown a 17-point lead in the game before this. This is crazy. If Atlanta gets out of this series, that'll been the biggest upset in the NBA I can remember in a while.
Bigger than them ruining our opportunity to go to New York?
That wasn't an upset at all. Atlanta
it
was favored to win that
series.
Oh, yeah,
it
I got
upset,
you.
It upset me.
Yeah, he hit the first free throw.
Oh, that's
so,
it.
Yeah, it's 108-104.
Two possessions.
He doesn't miss, unlike Giannis from the line.
Yeah. And then you've got Clippers in Utah who are started now at 10-10. Like, I'm telling you guys, I'm going to keep saying this. Y'all need to be listening to this. Y'all need to be watching the NBA playoffs. There's some of you that are still like, oh, I don't watch the NBA.
What are you watching instead is what I want to know. Like, seriously, people that say they don't watch basketball, what are you watching right now?
Netflix.
Some crap that your wife put on.
I'm not watching anything. Oh, Lupin.
Exactly.
Season
I don't even have to know what that is.
Bro,
that sounds terrible.
No, it's not. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's on Netflix. They're in season two. You can watch. You can binge watch it this week, you do. You're
Give me
come
a synopsis.
Back.
Quick synopsis.
Black guy in France that's a thief. That's a master thief.
By the way, game's officially
over. Okay.
109-106.
I can get into thievery.
Like, it's cool. It's not like he's just like, but he's not. He's stealing with a purpose. Like, somebody framed his dad, and his dad was a
thief. It has to be like PC. It can't just be a bad guy.
No, he's kind of a terrible person.
Oh,
like he's
I'm
like
back.
He does stuff like
you know.
Mean,
I can't lie. I started watching the show Manifest. Have y'all ever watched that?
Uh-uh.
It's kind of freaked me out, man.
That I don't
How
watch
so?
It.
It's about this plane. It's about this plane that takes off, and when they land, everybody assumed they were dead. It seemed like a regular plane flight, but it's 5.5 years later.
Oh,
so
very
they,
Stephen
so they
King-ish.
They went through the blip.
So something like that. But all this stuff goes on, and it's like.
So that would be like if the Malaysian flight came back right now,
right,
and like landed in Jacksonville.
But and the people on it thought they were just on a regular flight.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's like, no, you guys disappeared.
It's very interesting, and like I can't turn it off, but it, at the same time, it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
You know what I watched last night? Sixth Sense, and this was before the basketball game, and that movie still holds up.
You took full advantage of that night off, huh?
Yeah.
Did you know?
It's like my movie night with
but
me.
So you've seen it. You've seen it before, though,
of course. Okay. But she hadn't. So like.
So did she know?
She figured it out right before. They tell you about obviously him being.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen Sixth Sense?
Like
M. Night Shyamalan.
That was like his one really good one.
Like
The Village sucked
I was
badly.
So mad at The Village.
And then you find out like, oh, it's not in the past. It's just in like the woods in Pennsylvania or something. Yeah, it's so stupid. But have you know seen it happening? It's so bad, it's hilarious.
Well, the Alien movie wasn't bad. I can't think of the name of it right now.
Signs,
yeah, that wasn't bad.
It was decent.
728 said they just canceled Manifest. Sucks.
So well, you'll never know what happened.
Yeah, well, 728, can you at least tell me like when they canceled? Because I'm still on season one.
What is this like?
Did it give you answers? Oh, or
you need closure.
Right, because I don't want to go all the way through three seasons.
And then you
and I'm still stuck.
Yeah.
434 on the Lifetime of Closures text line says he's watching Braves baseball and hockey playoffs.
Oh, well, Braves baseball. I'm into that.
Yeah.
Hockey playoffs, I don't believe you. I think you're lying. I think that's something that people say to be like, that's like a screw the NBA thing to say, but they don't really watch. I'm too woke for that.
528 said Lupin is the editing is bad. A2.
It is good editing. They use great camera.
He says something about Mr. Robot. It's also, he said, Manifest just got canceled, but it's okay. It needed a main badass actress, and Manifest would be a lot better. The cast is so white. He said, not in a racist way, but a normal, kooky white way.
The cast is too white.
No, I think he's just saying,
stop
like,
texting
if you're on a flight, like, it's, I mean, actually, except for now, I don't know where I'll be honest with you.
I don't think it means.
I don't want all these black
if
people.
I was like,
I don't want all these black people.
This
on my
Tyler
plane.
Perry movie
is too black.
Way too black.
I would agree.
Like
with
people
I would,
would
with
call
you.
Me racist because it's a racist thing.
I don't
to
think
say.
He was talking about like white figuratively. I think he was talking about like.
I have to watch the show. Really, is it like having?
I'm
like
trying
like
to think. It has.
Is it like fuzzy with the back scenes or something like that?
There's know. Only one thing. Listen.
Now, I didn't think that. I thought what you were thinking, JJ.
If.
But when I'm on a plane, it's a lot of white people.
Wait, the whole story is from the plane? It's I just assumed that was like the first episode.
No, it was just first. He said, bro, y'all took that the wrong way. He says, Manifest has season two, but it's annoying. He said, you're going to be PO'd, Denny.
Have you seen 000 like I asked you? Now, that, sir, is a very eclectic cast. From all over the world, all different colors.
I haven't seen it. What is that on?
That is on, I believe, Amazon.
He's like TV.
I don't even remember. You could find it.
There's so many streaming
there's
services
too many.
Now.
And I don't pay for any of them. I like use my sister's Hulu. I use my dad's Netflix. I use my dad's Amazon. I use my girlfriend's Peacock.
I don't want them to shut you down, man.
I've got so much that just automatically hits my card every month.
That sounds terrible.
I need to just change my card and start over. That's what I need to do. All right, we got to take a break.
Yep.
What do y'all want to get to when we come in?
Sports.
Let's talk about Vince.
Okay.
Oh,
we
yes.
were planning on saving that, but it's worth
it. Oh, my bad.
It'll be old by then.
You're right.
Yeah, it'll be old by Friday. All right, Vince Wilfork has had a tough time with family. We'll get to that coming up next.
You're listening to the Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is the Sports Den. Text line heating up, 445. On the Lifetime of Closure text line. Yellowstone is the best show on TV, and it starts this Sunday. I agree. Yellowstone is amazing. But is it? Are they going to do like a week-by-week thing? I don't have patience for that anymore. I need the whole season released at once. I don't have patience to sit there and...
Josie loves that show.
It's awesome. It's really good. Oh, Vince Wilfork. Maybe I am getting old and it is getting too late because I had no idea. I completely froze up there.
It's not his son, but it's his son. He claims him. It's his stepson.
Okay.
It makes more sense then.
Vince Wilfork's previous relationship.
Okay, because the headline says Vince Wilfork's son charged with stealing $300,000 of dad's jewelry, including New England Patriots Super Bowl rings.
Right. So here it is. Okay. I went and did some searching, some investigative journalism. Vince Wilfork, well, he's not anymore, but is married. He has been married to his longtime, well, she's not his girlfriend anymore, but whatever, Bianca Farinas on the 3rd of March, 2004. They met the first time online while he was a college student in 2001. The couple welcomed a son, David Dream Angel.
Hold on. They met online in 2001? Red flag.
Yeah, I'm with JJ on that.
Okay.
Who's meeting anyone online in 2001?
That's a very good point.
That's very early AOL chat room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot earlier than, mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that. They welcome a son, David Dream Angel Wilfork, August 2009.
Wait, Dream Angel. Like, you usually put one of them
there's
in there.
Are you sure you're reading a real article?
Yeah.
What is the source of this article?
If you go and look at his, Wikipedia and stuff, it says these names too. But let me get to Destiny Barbara Wilfork was born on Valentine's Day in 2003. He also has a stepson, DeAndre Wilfork, and he has a hyphenated last name.
Holmes Wilfork, yeah. Yep.
And he was born in 1997. So this baby was almost grown by the time he came. No, I'm just joking. He's 4 years old. So he's been around.
That's a grown baby.
He's been around the kid for most of the kid's life. So that's his child.
Yeah, he contacted, Vince Wilfork contacted police on May 10th. Said his two Super Bowl rings were missing along with two AFC championship rings and a 2001 Miami Hurricanes national championship ring, among other items, including necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Well, we know where they're at now. Stepson had taken them. He had sold them. Police made contact with the individual who posted the rings. They found them, I guess, in a memorabilia group. Super Bowl rings were for sale. Police found the individual who posted the rings on the group, didn't know the rings were hot. The individual told police he purchased them from Wilfork's son for $62,000 in 2020. The rings have since been turned over to police. Police also discovered that eight other pieces of Wilfork's jewelry were sold in March of 2020 for $4,600. That stinks.
Yeah, especially.
Really sucks for the guy who bought it.
Yeah.
Who now has to return it. And I'm not sure how that money compensation works, but I guarantee he's not getting back everything he paid for that.
You're talking about
the guy who bought it from his
yeah,
son.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I wonder how that does work.
Because he would have to sue his son in civil court and for the $62,000.
Which he'll never get.
And he'll never get that from him. Maybe Vince will make it right. But what sucks for Vince is...
It's in the news.
Not just that. Yeah, it's in the news.
Like, you can't handle it just within the family. Now it's because he made a report, obviously, to the police or whatever.
Not knowing
it's going to be someone in his family.
Yep.
Probably would have handled it differently.
Who's 23? He's 23 years old.
Gotta have some type of issue.
It's like, yeah, oh, he's
to do
drugs.
Something like that.
Drugs. Drugs was a part of it. But like, when you've raised this kid. And it's not your kid. You've raised this, like you went out and found out she was probably bad. I don't know what his wife looks like, but you know, Vince is a big dude.
We can probably assume.
Vince is a big dude. But I always joke with his offensive lineman and defensive lineman have to play for their meals. Like, they're not the ones just going out and pulling the baddies. Mm. They know if you're good or not. In 2001, he was trending upwards. If you followed the Hurricanes, you knew this guy was going to be, he was it.
That was early, Vince. Yeah, well, I don't even remember
that
him
was his
on
freshman
that
year.
Yeah.
That was I think he played. 2002 was when he really, and in 2003, yeah, I remember seeing
he
him
He blew
twice.
Up.
I remember seeing him twice.
That was the Leon Washington year.
Oh, yeah.
Swallowed him whole.
Yeah, I was in on that play. Somebody asked me, why didn't I block him? I said, that's not how. It's like, why didn't I block him? It's not a play's design. You just want me to go out here and freestyle?
You obviously don't know football.
Now, I'm not going to lie. I do remember I was running to go block my guy, and I saw a hole.
Out of the corner of your eye?
I'm like, yo, that's not good. Maybe I could have stopped and tried to pivot, but it's no need in both of us getting hurt. I knew for a fact I would have gotten hurt just from me trying to change direction like that and hit this wall of a man.
Could have hurt your ACL.
Leon, running backs get tackled all the time. I didn't know that was going to happen, but you're raising this kid. You're going through college. You're doing all this stuff, the birthday parties. The majority of that kid's life was spent in affluence because your dad is Vince Wilfork. You're treating him just like your other kids, and then for this to happen, Like, one thing I tell my kids, man, you can do a lot of stuff, man. Just don't. There's no need for me to steal. No need for you to steal from me, because you know what? When I'm gone, all this going to you anyway. Why steal it?
Yeah.
If you need something and you want something bad enough, let me know. And hopefully, if I do it right, they'll be able to earn their own. But like, the rings, like, you, that's all sentimental. Like, to be honest with you, like, especially the college championship rings, it's Jostens. It's a Jostens ring. It ain't. It really. It's not real diamonds. And now the pro ones probably. The college ones aren't real diamonds. It just really, really looks nice, and a guy who's nostalgic is going to buy it. But it really holds more value in what that story is going to bring.
Vince doesn't need the cash.
What? No, he made a ton of money.
Right.
If everything I'm seeing, the thing that jumps off the page to me, whoever wrote his Wikipedia is, it must have been Vince, because they are flat out lying about that man's size.
Oh, what did it say? It's like 360?
No.
How much?
6'2", 325.
320. Oh, my. That man hasn't weighed 325 since he was 15.
325 what?
Exactly.
Like
stone.
Like, yeah, stone. kilograms? Like, I mean, do we need to multiply this? Like, by two? I mean, we call Jimmy 325. Jimmy Higgins, and this isn't as funny as it's just a random-ass term to call somebody. So, we're watching film on Miami, and he's like, oh, we got to go block Senior Fat Ass here. And he's like, let me tell you about Senior Fat Ass. In 10 plays, he's only going to give you 4 good ones. Those 4 good ones are amazing. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I won't even yell at you. The problem is you don't know when they're coming. And you can't move him on the 6 that he doesn't give you because he's just fat. And that sounds bad, right? But it's the truth. If you go watch him in college, he is literally just not moving. He's resting. And then when he decides that he wants to do what he did to Leon, there's not a damn thing you can do about it. That's how crazy it was playing against him.
By the way, I've got confirmation.
Okay.
I am texting with Hicken right now.
And they said they blamed us about the toenails?
He said that he blamed the den, talking about Prosser. He said he did blame the sports den. And I said, we aren't even on Tuesdays, bro. Like, you're going to have to direct the blame to the right place.
Right. And you know what? I'm going to call him out right now. I bet he won't go on the show tomorrow and blame the rightful people because this PC culture.
Oh, I like that. I agree.
I bet you won't go on there, Pross, and call out the girls.
Definitely not.
You had no problem besmirching our name. I thought,
double standard.
I thought more of you, Jeffrey.
I'm disappointed in you, Pross. Not even mad, I'm disappointed. We got to take our final break. I tell you the difference between me and them.
They're trying to get the ones and trying to get them in. You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Text line, getting involved in Togate. 226 says, the question is, was there fingernail, or I guess it'd be toenail polish, on them? The plot thickens. There is no plot to this, because it wasn't us. We don't know who it was, but I can say with 100% certainty that it wasn't us, and like we said before we went to break, I'm just disappointed in one Jeffrey Prosser, that he would ultimately go there, like right away go there. I thought he was a better person than that. Apparently, we were wrong.
We still, the text line's telling me all different segments to listen to. I listen to them all. I can't find it.
Well, Dan confirmed it.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What's weird?
I just want to hear the specific accusations.
Yeah, I agree. I do, too. I do, too. We need to.
It's hard to argue a case when you don't know. I need the discovery is what they call it.
Mm. Nice.
Just like the packet of the evidence against you.
Well, speaking of that, like,
well, there shouldn't be a case because if you've got an alibi, there's never a case. And we have an alibi. We weren't here.
I'm going to show you the
good enough for me.
I'm going to show you the guy who I would want to defend this. I think he's going to jail.
Okay.
But the video's going viral. He's very Tampa with his hair.
Oh, jeez.
He's got dreads, but not like mine. Like, they're just like the little thick, like, weird ones.
How he's got like three or four like huge dreads?
Yeah, it's like it's more than that. But yeah, what
is that style called of dreadlock? Is there?
I just assume. Oh man, I can't even say. Anyways, if we were, anyways, it's different. I can't have mine like that.
What's he in jail for?
A double homicide.
Oh dear.
A lawyer?
No. He decided to defend himself.
Oh.
And Buddy's watched entirely too many courtroom TVs, like courtroom like TV shows, like because he's done. Yelling and like getting at, and it's actually scary, like watching him talk. I'm like, bro, you're having the reverse. Like you might as well just said, I did it.
We have to play this tomorrow. I haven't seen.
Yeah,
this.
I'm gonna show it to you. You just say you did it, bro.
Save us the time.
You know what I would have done?
Play it.
I would have sang this. That's all I would have done. The judge would have been like, you know what? Anybody who can come in here and sing this is right for the community, and we need you out there.
I would have just said,
banging.
This is my only defense, Your Honor.
My people don't want no trouble.
All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's actually Angie's birthday tomorrow.
Hey, yeah. My man said it's funny how Jeff gave up, how Dan gave up Jeff
so fast. It's like a first 48.
We didn't even give, didn't even right, give him a McDonald's.
We got to go.
Didn't even have to give him
we'll
a cigarette.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.